Nine houses were raised on New London Road in Newark over the past few weeks to make way for a new student-centric townhouse complex. The majority of those houses likely dated back to the mid to late 19th century, according to University of Delaware historic architecture experts. In their place, Campus Walk 2 will fit 12 five-bedroom townhouses and 16 four-bedroom townhouses. The project also involves moving one house from New London Road to Wilson Street behind it, also to become student housing. The project was approved by Newark City Council in January, despite concerns from at least one official that it required several variances and an amendment to the Comprehensive Development Plan. Proponents say the development will improve the look of New London Road, but some former residents of the area say it will further cover up the rich history of the New London Road or School Hill community.
We've been able to watch kind of a transformation, how the community has evolved, you know, from a real stable homeowner-based, community-based area to one that's clearly a polar opposite.
Freeman Williams is former superintendent of the Christina School District and president of the Newark branch NAACP. He grew up in the New London Road community. It centered around New London Road and Cleveland Avenue and included Ray Street, Corbett Street, Church Street, Creek Road, and Terry Manor. According to University of Delaware research, the New London Road area was inhabited by Black families since well before the Civil War. Due to segregation, the community was self-sufficient and tight-knit. Williams describes a strong social support system that embodied the saying, it takes a village to raise a child.
People would see you, and if they saw you, if you were a youngster and you were doing something that was inappropriate, before you got home, literally, your parents would know about it, and your parents would be very happy that they had received information from someone in the community.
Before school desegregation, the New London Avenue School educated the local children. Pilgrim Baptist, Mount Zion UAME, and St. John African Methodist churches formed the pillars of the community. Former residents, including Williams, described thriving businesses, athletic teams, and a tradition of intergenerational community events.
All the cul-de-sacs, all the side streets. I mean, so this neighborhood was full of individual homeowners, you know, and churches, and there were businesses and things that were flourishing here, and as time has evolved, all that stuff has changed.
Bob Anderson of the St. John Church, located on New London Road beside the demolition, agrees. He says the area has transformed nearly completely since he moved there in the late 1960s.
This area now is 94% white as far as population. Back then it was 98% Black. So that has totally changed the dynamics of what happens.
Williams says the encroachment of student-focused housing happened over time, but accelerated in recent years.
It first started in the 80s, but it really just made a major turn in the 90s and obviously the last 20 or so years, it's been on lightning speed, the changes.
Since 2007, three other student-focused townhouse complexes have sprouted up along New London Road: Campus Walk, Campus Side, and Emily Bell. They're all owned by the same developer as the new project, Mayhew Management. Erlene Van moved from Massachusetts to just off New London Road in the 1990s.
When we moved here, I always felt I'd like the neighborhood because I remember, like, going up the hill, all of the property was Black-owned property.
But she says even since the 1990s, the area has become unrecognizable.
The property has gone, and now it's all student apartments and housing. It's very different from what it was when I moved here.
Van sees the redevelopment impacting not only the residents, but social institutions.
You look at, like, all of this construction and stuff that's coming up now, and I'm like, what in the world are they going to do? How are churches, if they want to expand, going to expand? Where are people going to park? You know, what's happening?
Bob Anderson.
This part here is taking away the last vestiges of the Black community for all practical purposes.
Kevin Mayhew, the developer of the project and owner of many other nearby properties, acknowledged that some are upset by the demolitions, but declined to comment further. Project proposals show he plans to donate 5,000 square feet of land to the neighboring St. John Church. When asked about the impact the University of Delaware has had on the New London Road community, university spokesman Peter Kerwin said UD works to be good neighbors and play a positive role in the community, but that school representatives have no role in developing or approving plans for private housing. He added the university has been proud to work with the NAACP and the group Friends of School Hill to recognize and preserve elements of the rich history of Newark's African American community and looks forward to supporting such efforts going forward. Catherine Morrissey with UD's Center for Historic Architecture and Design says the area had been identified as eligible for nomination to the National Register of Historic Places as a historic district in the late 90s and still looked eligible as of 2016.
We thought, at least based on our physical, like looking from the street, that there was still enough there at the time to be listed as a historic district, and you still got the same kind of sense and feel of this neighborhood. So it is a pretty big loss, I feel like, for underrepresented communities in Delaware.
She says the redevelopment of the area has been allowed in part because of Newark's lack of local protections for historic properties. The Newark Housing Authority sold one of the now demolished houses to the developer. The authority was required to install an interpretive sign with information about the area's history, which now stands at the corner of New London Road and Corbett Street. The NAACP and Friends of School Hill are planning a homecoming event next month at the George Wilson Community Center, which used to be the New London Avenue School. Former residents of the area are expected to come from out of state to celebrate the history of the community. Williams expects it to be a day of mixed emotions because of the recent demolitions.
The fact that this is happening, and then literally in 6 weeks we're going to have a celebration. There are going to be some people who haven't, they don't live in this area. They live, let's say, maybe in Chicago, another part of the country. They're going to see that and going to have the same reaction that Earlene had, that they're going to just be initially devastated because of the change. And it's going to reopen some old wounds.
In Newark, Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.